crypto fraudster ordered to pay $36 million for digital asset and forex scheme. Key points: William Ku Ichioka, a New York resident, has been ordered by a federal court to pay over $36 million for a fraudulent digital asset and forex scheme that promised unrealistic returns on crypto investments. The case highlights the growing concern over crypto-related fraud, as Ichioka used the allure of digital assets to deceive investors and misappropriate funds for personal luxury items. Court cracks down on massive crypto and forex fraud case. In a landmark ruling that underscores the increasing scrutiny of cryptocurrency-related crimes, the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California has ordered William Ku Ichioka, a New York resident formerly based in San Francisco, to pay more than $36 million in monetary relief. The penalty stems from his involvement in a fraudulent digital asset and foreign currency, Forex, scheme that exploited the growing interest in cryptocurrency investments. Judge Vince Chabria issued the order on September 19, mandating Ichioka to pay $31 million in restitution to defrauded victims and a $5 million civil monetary penalty. This ruling follows an initial consent order of permanent injunction entered on August 14, 2023, which prohibited Ichioka from future violations of the Commodity Exchange Act, C, and CFTC regulations, effectively banning him from trading in any CFTC-regulated markets, including cryptocurrency derivatives. Crypto scheme details, false promises and misappropriation. The court's findings reveal that Ichioka's fraudulent activities began in 2018, capitalizing on the crypto boom. He enticed investors with unrealistic promises of a 10% return every 30 business days on their digital asset investments. While Ichioka did invest some funds in cryptocurrencies and Forex, his operation was rife with deceptive practices. Commingling investor funds with personal accounts, blurring the lines between crypto investments and personal use, misusing investor funds for personal expenses, including rent, jewelry, and luxury vehicles, instead of legitimate crypto trading, overstating cryptocurrency asset values by generating false financial documents, presenting fabricated account statements to participants, inflating the perceived success of their crypto investments. These actions were part of a broader scheme to conceal his fraudulent activity from investors eager to profit from the volatile crypto market. Criminal charges highlight severity of crypto fraud. In a parallel criminal action, the Department of Justice charged Ichioka with multiple offenses on June 22, 2023, emphasizing the serious nature of crypto-related fraud. The charges included wire fraud, likely involving the transfer of crypto assets, fraud in connection with the purchase and sale of securities, which may have included crypto securities commodities fraud, specifically targeting his crypto and forex activities. Ichioka pleaded guilty to all charges on the same day. His sentence reflects the gravity of crypto fraud in the eyes of the law. 48 months in prison, an additional 5 years of supervised release, a $5 million fine, $31,330,715.86 in restitution to victims of his crypto scheme. Regulatory response to rising crypto fraud concerns. This case highlights the collaborative efforts of multiple regulatory and law enforcement agencies in combating crypto fraud. The CFTC acknowledged assistance from the U.S. Attorney's Office, FBI, IRS Criminal Investigation, and SEC, indicating a united front against digital asset-related crimes. In light of this and similar cases, the CFTC has re-emphasized its customer protection fraud advisories, particularly focusing on emerging crypto-related risks. These resources provide valuable information on recognizing and avoiding potential fraud in digital asset markets. The regulatory body strongly encourages the public to verify the registration status of individuals or companies with the CFTC before committing funds to any crypto or forex investment scheme. This precautionary step can be easily done using the NFA basic system. As cryptocurrency markets continue to evolve and attract investors, this case serves as a stark reminder of the importance of due diligence in the digital asset space. It also underscores the ongoing efforts of regulatory bodies to protect investors from fraudulent crypto schemes that promise unrealistic returns. The Ichioka case may set a precedent for future prosecutions of crypto fraud, signaling a tougher stance on those who exploit the complexity and novelty of digital assets to deceive investors.